Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
You string me along. My friends say it's wrong. They tell me I'm crazy. I'm reading the cards and asking the stars. The outlook is hazy. Whoa. Save me for a rainy day.
This is My KUTX, the show where we let interesting people, a lot of musicians, play guest DJ for the hour. And I'm Art Levy, and this week I'm joined by an old friend of ours, Kat Edmondson. And Kat started off singing just down the street from us at Vino Vino. And now she's based in New York, and she released her wonderful third album, The Big Picture, back in 2014. So Kat, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You bet. So I'm curious, and kind of looking ahead to, I've already seen your guest DJ list, of course. You pick a lot of movie-related songs on your list, and I think of your music as, it has a certain cinematic quality to you. So were films a big influence on you when you were growing
up? Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I venture to say that was the greatest source of music that I had at the earliest age. I was watching old movies that my mom would actually pop in the VCR to distract me while she was working. And I started learning all of the music.
Do you think of your own music as kind of escapist like that, kind of in a film quality?
Yeah, somewhat. Everything that I write is more or less romantic. And it's actually how I think I view the world in rose-colored, romantic perspective. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of the songs that I write, I actually envision scenes from a film that has yet to be directed, and that's how a lot of the production is executed. It's accompanying the scene in my head.
That's interesting. Have you ever done any acting?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in high school I did some acting, or even before in grade school, but I put it on the back burner when I started pursuing my music career. I saw a way into music, and so I went heavily down that path. But now that I have things pretty much up and running in the musical aspect of my career, I'm interested in doing more acting.
Now, a question that I ask all our guest DJs, do you remember the very first album that you bought with your own money?
The Beach Boys, Made in the USA. And I actually have that one of those songs on my list today to play because it was so impacting.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect segue into my KUTX here. So we're going to let Kat Edmondson be the guest DJ for us on the next hour. So Kat, what do you want to start out with?
I want to start out with Singing in the Rain from the movie Singing in the Rain with Gene Kelly. In 1986, I was 3 years old. And I was watching old movies on tapes that my mom would put into the VCR when she was working and she needed something to distract me. I fell in love with the movie Singing in the Rain, an MGM picture released in 1952. It was directed by Stanley Donen and featured Gene Kelly, Donald O'Connor, and the gorgeous and adorable Debbie Reynolds, who I very much wanted to be. In fact, in the movie, she jumped out of a cake, which I promptly added to my list of things that I wanted to do in my life. This song was so magical to me, and it really set the stage for the kind of music that I would love and pursue for the rest of my life.
Do 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 do
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain, yeah. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain.
This is Kat Edmondson. This hour, KUTX has handed me the keys to the studio, and I'm playing hand-picked songs. This is my KUTX. I started listening to Oldies 94.5 growing up in Houston, and they would play music from the 50s and 60s. One of the songs that really gravitated to my ear was Earth Angel by the Penguins. I suppose it was the melody or the harmonies, but it just stood out to me among the other songs. And I started singing it all the time, and I sang it with my friends. And I have a very vivid memory of performing it in my bedroom before an imagined live audience, standing on my bed, beside my girlfriend. We were wearing matching nightgowns that we imagined to be long evening dresses, and we performed Earth Angel However, at the time, we couldn't understand that they were singing Earth Angel in the song, and we mistook it for Her Thanzo. So as my mom walked by my bedroom, she heard two little girls in their best voices singing, Her Thanzo, Her Thanzo.
Darling dear, love you all the time. I'm just a fool, a fool in love with you. Earth angel, earth angel, the one I adore. Love you forever and ever. Just a fool, a fool in love with you. I fell for you, and I knew the vision of your love, loveliness. I hoped and I prayed that someday I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, oh, Earth Angel, Earth Angel, please be mine, my darling dear. Love you all the time. I'm just a
Kat Edmondson, and I'm a guest DJ on KUTX Austin. I hope you're enjoying the music I picked for this hour. Coming up next, I'll talk about the song Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles. In 1960, the Shirelles recorded Carole King and Jerry Goffin's song Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, and 30 years later, a six-year-old girl stood before her mother's bedroom mirror and sang along to the song as though it had just come out on the radio. It blew me away. I stood there staring at myself as though I was the one singing it, and I listened to it over and over and over again on repeat. I just related to the sentiment, and I don't know how a six-year-old can relate to something so complicated as unrequited love. But young people know a lot more than we give them credit for, I guess. So this is the song that I'm still in love with, and probably one of my favorite songs of all time.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give me your love. But will you love me tomorrow?
That was The Shirelles singing Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow. This is Kat Edmondson, and I'm a guest DJ on KUTX Austin today. This is my playlist. I was about 7 years old when my uncle came to stay with us at our house in Houston. He was living in California at the time. I had never met my uncle, and I found him to be pretty wild and energetic, funny and kind of crazy. One afternoon, he took me in the car with a friend of his, and he was blasting the radio. This song came on, and as soon as it did, he started singing along, drumming his hands on the dashboard and slamming his feet on the floorboards of the car. And I was astounded. I'd never seen anybody act so enthusiastically at the onset of a song. And I was inspired. I learned a very valuable lesson that day. When the music is happening, you gotta dance. This is the Ad-Libs singing The Boy from New York City. You just heard The Boy from New York City, performed by the Ad-Libs, released in 1965. This is Kat Edmondson, and I'm your guest DJ for the next hour on KUTX. I'm playing songs that shook me up, and most of them I heard as a kid. The song came from the movie The Pink Panther. I watched it for the first time with my mom and my 80-some-odd-year-old godmother. And we spent a lot of time watching movies together. But when the theme song for this movie started playing, I've started to feel something different, something I'd never felt before. And I honestly didn't think that I should be feeling this or watching this with my mom and my 80-some-odd-year-old godmother. I felt like this music was really sophisticated. It seemed more complex than what I was used to. It wasn't simple. It was, well, it was sexy. And I'd never really encountered that before. And watching my mom and my godmother tap their toes to this song, it felt wrong. It felt inappropriate. And it raised their level of cool to a degree that they had yet to achieve. Suddenly, I was introduced to a new world of music. This is Henry Mancini's The Pink Panther. That was The Pink Panther by Henry Mancini, and you're listening to KUTX Austin. I'm Kat Edmondson, and I'm a guest DJ today, playing the songs that shook me up when I heard them for the first time. This next song that I'm going to introduce is Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys. I got the Beach Boys' Made in the USA compilation album. It was my first record once I got a Discman for Christmas. And I sat with my Discman and my headphones and listened to the entire album. And although I was familiar with some of the Beach Boys music from the oldies station I heard in Houston, I had never heard these songs, which I ultimately found out were recorded for the album Pet Sounds, which was an album that changed my life. But before I heard that album in its entirety, I heard this song, Wouldn't It Be Nice?
Make it that much better when we can say goodnight and stay. sing a thing we couldn't do.
Oh, we could be married.
Oh, we could be married.
And then we'd be happy.
And then we'd be happy.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice?
You know, it seems the more we talk about it, it only makes it worse to live.
That was Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys, song from the album Pet Sounds. This is Kat Edmondson, and I'm a guest DJ on KUTX Austin today. I hope you're enjoying the music that I picked this hour, songs that shook me up the first time that I heard them. Now, I'd been listening to a lot of music from the 50s and 60s, but as I got older, say 13 years old, and I took an interest in boys, I started exploring other kinds of music, songs from the 1970s, to be specific. I have a very vivid memory of jumping on my friend's trampoline in her backyard, and her brother came out, whom I had a crush on. I basically had a crush on every one of my girlfriend's older brothers, but I heard him singing this song, "Old man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were." And I wondered what it was. And I don't know how I found it. Back in the day, we didn't have Google, and we couldn't just type in the name of a song or song lyrics. So how I came by a lot of the music that I learned from other people, I really don't know. It took a lot of browsing through record bins and my mom's library. But I eventually found, on the album Harvest, Neil Young's Old Man, and it changed the way I listened to music.
Old man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. Thank you.
That's Neil Young's Old Man from the 1972 album Harvest. This is Kat Edmondson, and I'm a guest DJ on KUTX Austin today. I'm playing songs that shook me up as a kid, songs that blew my mind or blew me away. At 16 years old, I got my driver's license and a car, and I was free to drive around and be alone. And I would drive around and listen to music for hours. I was a distracted teenager. I was confused. And staying in school was particularly difficult for me to do. So I often skipped class, and I would jump in the car, and I would drive around, and I would listen to music, which seemed like a much better use of my time. I was being productive sometimes. I had already started writing songs, and when I wasn't writing, I was listening, and I was singing along. And one artist that I would sing along to was Stevie Ray Vaughan. I couldn't believe the way he sounded. I'd never heard a voice like this. It sounded as though the sky was opening up, and a voice that was very godlike was resounding. It was so loud. It was so clear. And it had so much authority. It was so powerful. I wished that I could sing like this. I drove around and memorized all of these songs that Stevie Ray Vaughan sang, including his guitar solos. And I thought, if I could sing the way that he plays guitar, then I'll be something else. This is The Sky is Crying by Stevie Ray Vaughan.
The sky is crying. Can you see the tears roll down the street? The sky is crying. Can you see the tears roll down the street? Thank you.
Can you see the tears roll down my nose?
That was The Sky is Crying by Stevie Ray Vaughan, an album compiled by his brother Jimmy Vaughan. I'm Kat Edmondson, and I'm your guest DJ on KUTX today. I'm playing songs that shook me up, changed my life, and influenced me as a musician. The next song that I'll play for you is a song that is by the Rolling Stones. I have to say, I came late to the party with the Rolling Stones. When I first heard them at a young age, I thought that they were loud and obnoxious. I didn't understand Mick Jagger's voice, and I was into much more melodic and harmonic songs. Somehow, after a certain amount of time, I understood the Rolling Stones. When I was making my transition out of Austin to New York City, I listened to the album Some Girls quite a lot. I guess it was a time in which I was full of excitement for what was to come, full of anticipation of my new life in New York City. And somehow, Some Girls was the perfect soundtrack for all of the adrenaline that I had running through my body. This song, Miss You, was the song that I played every single day. When I would go out at night, I would come home and I would dance around my apartment by myself to this song on repeat. This is Miss You by the Rolling Stones.
Sleeping all alone.
was the Rolling Stones, Miss You, from the album Some Girls. I'm Kat Edmondson, and I'm your guest DJ today on KUTX Austin. The first time I heard Miss You, I thought, well, all of this singing of jazz is great, but now I need to put together a rock band because I need to replicate that sound. And I wondered how in the world I would make the transition as a rock singer. That song was not just rocking, it was funky, and I loved dancing to it. And I actually got the opportunity to sing it. Alejandro Escovedo asked me at a festival in Marfa. I was playing before him, but he invited me to come up during his set and sing backgrounds on Miss You and play percussion. And my plans for a rock band are on the back burner now that I've had that opportunity. But that was a dream come true. Al didn't even know. I could scratch it off my list. The next song I'll play for you is by Aretha Franklin. I love Aretha. I've been listening to her my whole life. But I never heard the album Young, Gifted, and Black. This album was suggested to me by my boyfriend at the time. And so we went over to Waterloo Records. We found it, and I started playing it that day. And the CD didn't leave my CD player for at least a year. I played it from start to finish. I learned every song. And this particular track was the first one that I just fell in love with. And it's called Daydreaming.
Baby, let's get away, let's go somewhere, oh, baby, can we?
That was Daydreaming by Aretha Franklin from the album Young, Gifted, and Black. This is Kat Edmondson, and I've had a great time sharing some of my favorite songs with you this past hour on My KUTX. The last song that I'm going to play for you may be my favorite song. If I had a soundtrack for my life, this might be the theme song. It encompasses the romantic notions that I have about life, the elegance, the beauty, the sophistication, the love. I heard it when I was hanging out at Lincoln Center one day in New York with a friend, and we happened to see that an NEA jazz induction was happening that evening at Lincoln Center. We went to inquire about buying tickets, and there were only two left. So we bought the last two tickets, and we went and sat up very high above the stage, nosebleed section. And we watched as all of these great, great jazz artists were inducted. And there was a tribute to Snooky Young. Marcus Prinup played the trumpet solo for this song in tribute to Snooky. And this was the first time that I'd ever heard this song. This is Count Basie's Lil Darlin', arranged by Neil Hefti.